From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. President Trump last week endorsed a Senate bill for a skills-based system for immigration that could have a distant effect on farm labor because it would have the flow of legal immigrants. The Ag Workforce Coalition says it continues to work with key lawmakers on legislation that would address agriculture's needs for a legal and reliable supply of farm workers, with hopes it gains traction in the fall. House Judiciary Chair Bob Goodlatte expects to introduce a bill to create a new ag guest worker program to be called H2C, which would be open to farm workers now in the country illegally. A Purdue University ag economist says corn exports to Mexico are better than recent comparisons indicate, despite reports to the contrary. David Widmar tells Brownfield a bigger picture shows the sky is not falling because it's actually the second highest level of exports in the past 10 or 11 years. Widmar says slower sales to Mexico have been blamed on cooling trade relations, but are actually less political and more balance sheet driven. The leader of the nation's largest farm organization has some objectives as the renegotiation of NAFTA begins. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval says its first priority is to protect aspects of NAFTA that benefit U.S. agriculture. He says over the life of the treaty, we went from $8 billion worth of trade to $38 billion, so it's been a very good trade treaty. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.